Would you spend an additional $75 to $100 for a new iPhone just because that's what the tariffs have asked you to do? I'm Jefferson Graham. You're listening to Talking Tech. And in case you missed it, President Donald Trump has proposed putting even more tariffs on Chinese imports and is now set to include the Apple iPhone, the most popular consumer product sold in the United States, and I would dare say across the world today. Apple is an American-based company, but much of the parts are made in China and assembled in China. Now, whether or not you think the tariffs are justified, the question is, what does Apple do and what do consumers do? The analysts I spoke to believe that Apple will be forced to charge another $75 to $100 for new iPhones. And that's the range of iPhones, which start at $750 and go up to $1,100. Apple, as you know, has been in trouble for the last year as iPhone sales have started to tumble. In response to two factors, one, the prices got too high, and two, the devices got so good that people hold on to them for longer and longer. They used to change them every 2 years. Now, gosh, they're holding on to them for 5-6 years just because they're so good and they keep on going. I think if the prices go up to $75 to $100, the Apple's problems are just going to continue. I don't see Apple being able to successfully move a lot of new iPhones with the higher prices unless they come up with some new killer feature that people just have to have. Now, I'm a longtime Apple watcher. I've been watching the iPhone since it was first launched in 2007. I've yet to see this one new killer feature. Yes, the camera has gotten pretty amazing, but the difference between the iPhone XR or XS camera and the one that's on the 6 or 7 is just not that radical. It's the software that's more radical. The software enables us to do more with that thing. It's not the hardware. So you're going to, if you buy yourself a used recent iPhone like an 8 or even a 7, you'll get a great camera and you'll be able to upgrade to the latest software, which some of the older models will not allow you to do. That's my take. What's yours? Will you pay the $75 to $100 extra for a new iPhone in the name of patriotism? I'm Jefferson Graham. You can look for me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.